condemns the barbaric acts of terrorism in Israel. This is a situation His Majesty is extremely concerned about, and he has asked to be kept actively updated.
More than 1,000 people have died on each side since the weekend's onslaught and the retaliation in Gaza, among them 9 workers with the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency. There's no electricity in the territory after the Sul power plant was starved of fuel. Flights at Luton Airport have resumed after a vehicle fire caused the collapse of a multi-story car park. Tens of thousands of passengers have been caught up in the chaos. As the Labour conference ends, the Conservatives say they didn't hear any long-term answers to the country's problems, and the leader's speech was all sparkle and no substance. Sir Keir Starmer was covered in glitter during his big moment on stage yesterday, but he went on to discuss what he'd do if he becomes Prime Minister. So has it left these delegates in Liverpool ready for an election?
Absolutely. Without hesitation, I'd be voting for Labour, someone who takes a sensible approach.
I do wonder how much it's easy to roll out rhetoric, but how easy is it to put into action?
The Home Secretary's told the Police Federation she wants officers to fully investigate all crimes to restore public confidence. Swela Braverman says there are plans to recruit more than 20,000 extra officers in England and in Wales. Plans have been made to remove the rest of the sycamore gap tree at Hadrian's Wall. It was vandalised and felled a fortnight ago. And in sport, Wayne Rooney's been confirmed as the new manager of Championship side Birmingham. He takes over from John Eustace. He was sacked on Monday. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon we're seeing a lot of cloud cover with spells of rain moving in by the evening, remaining rather mild though, but this evening and tonight will continue cloudy with spells of rain to start. These ease in and clear in for a time, but a few sharp showers will then develop towards dawn, with highs of 22 and overnight lows of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome along to Phoenix FM here on Drive With Me, Joe Bailey. If you've just tuned in, at the top of the hour, just before, I said if you had any songs that you liked that's got up in the title, UP in the title, give us a bell on radio at phoenixfm.com or my socials, of course, Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music, and let me know. Now, the thing is, there are so many songs that got up. I might have to do this in two parts. So I'm going to be doing one today and one tomorrow. I'm going to do three songs. I'll keep changing around myself. I've had a couple of requests as well. It's all going on. So you've still got loads of time, but that'll be coming up around 4:30. But first, born on this day, back in, I can't see, I can't read my writing there because I know quite a lot of things, but I can't keep hanging on that. Hang on a minute, hang on. I'm going to find it. I'm determined for you now. It's one of them days. In 1950, I want mine. I've just really written that out in huge, bold writing. Born on this day was Andrew Wolfolk, and he is a saxophonist of Earth, Wind and Fire. And this is their 1981 number 3 track, Let's Groove. I got there in the end. Can't believe I can't understand my own writing.
Get your trouble inside, right, all right.
Okay, so I've got the three lined up for around 4:30. They are all they're in the bank. Although, if I get another good shout, I might change it round again. I can't tell you how many times I've changed it round. I've not got enough digits on my hands to actually count them all up. So if you've still got a track that you would like, along with Sandra, then you can let us know on Phoenix Radio at phoenixfm.com. Now, coming up after the break, oops, I did it again.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so pathetic. Baby, oh,
I did it again.
There's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Britney Spears, I'm Not That Innocent. Just that, it's actually our Andy. Andy walked in the door. Hello, Andy. Oh,
say
come and say hello. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, those dulcet
long
tones. I know, I've missed you. It's been years.
I haven't seen you in weeks.
I know, I've missed you. I know. You've stocked up on all the chocolate, so George Hanlon is now in earlier.
I've stocked up well.
Yes, you have, yeah. So where have you been anyway? What's been going on? Been busy.
I think I went away for a week. I did have a week crawling around Wales at 20 miles an hour. was fun. Let's really? Count the cyclists that pass you.
Oh, I thought you was one of the cyclists, but no, you were driving.
No, we were attempting to catch up with a cyclist. It was one of those.
Was it?
But I'll stay still on that in case there's too many cyclists listening. But
there's probably quite a few on drive.
I've got a bike, but, you know, it is a bit of a joke sometimes. I mean, it's one of those. It's very contentious, isn't it? Contentious, is that
it
word?
It is, yeah.
Because the side roads where people live, you know, the little normal roads, I could fully understand that because you've got children running around, you've got pets and but on the through roads, you know, oh, come on. It's miles, it's really wide.
It's a tricky one. I don't think we've got our roads wide enough for everybody, really.
Well,
be fair, I've put on so much weight, I don't think the pavements are wide enough for me at the moment. So, you know, I think it's a difficult one to please everyone, I think, on our roads.
I think you've got to use common sense and... You can't just blanket, we'll make all of them 20. I mean, there's certain areas, like when you're coming up to a school and things like that, fair enough, you know. But I think every road should be judged individually. But they've sort of just gone, 30 becomes 20.
Mm.
And it's murder.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fun. And do you know what? I went away and I can't remember where I went now. I went away.
You must have been so relaxed.
It must be so.
You completely switched off.
Do you know what? It's all blurring to one in the end. Holidays ain't what they're supposed to be.
And it goes so quick, doesn't it? Because you're enjoying the moment and then suddenly you're like,
I mean, there's not many, you know. They all blur into one in the end, unless something spectacular happens, you know.
Yeah. But, it's probably because you was riding along there on 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. Was you driving as well?
I was, yes.
Or second gear? It's a hard one, isn't it? What gear?
Yeah,
second or third?
I mean, it wasn't much fun, I've got to be honest. I mean, I dread to think what it'd be like with all the caravans and campers next summer.
Mm.
It'll be, long trips for people if they go to Wales, that's for certain.
Are you a camper vanner? Could you do it?
No, I did sleep in one night.
One night? Only for one night?
It was terrible. Oh, my God. I think a day van, I get the day van business. We've got a kit in the back of our, I've got a Japanese import one, you know, and you open up the back and we put a cooker in there and we've put
So
we can pull up and, you know, get the table out and sit out and have something, you know.
Yeah.
And that I get, but I don't, you know, sleeping in it. No, that's all right. I'll have a proper room with a proper bath and things like that, thanks.
Although if you was in America, those huge big ones, they're like trailers, aren't they?
But can you imagine these little ones, when there's two of them or more, and they're driving in it all day, they're using the toilet.
And they've got about six dogs in the back.
All out, they're in there, and they turn around in their seats, and they sit there and eat a meal, and they turn around in their seats, and they go to bed. They have a bath, a shower, in a little shower, if they can.
Oh, wait, I think it's quite cute. It is nice to think
the idea
is
better than the actual
thing. Drive out.
It's a bit smelly by after a week, I should think, with it all in there.
I mean,
open the vents. We can't, it's raining. Oh.
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, I mean, I've always quite fancied it myself. You know, like if I ever retire and like, a couple of decades time probably now, to just take it out and just drive along in the right, it would be quite nice just to get out and about, rather than, especially you can have the dogs in the back and that.
We can think about retiring, but I think
it's never gonna
we're
happen.
In that catchment area, I'm afraid, where you're not going to get a retirement money.
No. This is all fun for a hump. It's definitely a hump day. It's definitely a Wednesday,
isn't it? It's a Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can have a moan. Can we have a moan on here? Is that
all
right?
We can. We have a little moan. Don't we always twist it around to a positive thing? Yeah.
It's a gentle moan.
Yeah. It's just just observations.
It's just observations. And you know, they are the views, not necessarily of Phoenix 98 FM. They are our views.
Or your views.
Or my views. And any complaints to Joe, please.
Yes, that's right. I don't mind taking them in. At phoenixfm.com.
Oh, yeah.
Put Joe in the subject line.
Any praise through to me.
Yes, Andy. So, Andy, you're on tonight, and you're a little bit later as well.
We've got the Orient Hour tonight, yeah. We've got the Orient CEO, Mark Devlin. Obviously, a little bit of a bad week last week. We didn't have a show, just purely out of respect for what happened to the poor guy. As people may or may not know, did have a heart attack and unfortunately passed away. But he'd been treated by the side of the pitch for over an hour, and he was one of those. So we thought, well, you know, we weren't in the mood to talk about football, to be honest. Sure. It wasn't very respectful if we did. We called it a halt. But we're back this week, and of course, a win against Reading. So the O's doing not too bad. I think they're finding their feet at last in this division. And so that's good news. And
they have a nice bunch at the O's. I've been there a few times.
The people that work behind the scenes.
I feel like it's my second club at the moment.
Yeah, I spoke to Stephen and Kelly the other week, and they both said, we know Joe.
Genuinely, they're a nice bunch. I know, same as West Ham, same as a lot of clubs. Yeah. It's about the people
Most
that work
people
for them,
are nice. And we always say that with anything like that. It's always the 3 or 4% that, you know, not even that. I don't even think it's that high. It's probably less than that, Joe. But they give everybody such a bad name, don't they? There we are. A majority of football fans are decent people who are just looking for a couple of hours of light relief, really. But it's more stressful than your job half the time, isn't it?
No, it is, yeah. A little bit of escapism doesn't happen, does it, really, a lot of the time? But yeah, it is nice.
You lose yourself in the moment, can't you?
Totally, yeah. There's nothing nicer than that. Yeah, I sit on my own without any of my mates and that around. I see them half time and afterwards and before. But it's really nice just to sit there, just watch the game. You know me, I wouldn't be able to sort of do punditry on anything. I can't remember who scores a goal 5 minutes before a lot of the time.
Don't worry about
it's just about all the just in the enjoyment of the whole thing, really. And
I've
just
got the tentative ability with goldfish, mate. I mean, honestly, I used to walk out the ground and people say, how'd you get on? And I'd have to have a think, because the minute it's finished, it's done.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing on this show, because I can't remember what.
But you'll be back in a minute, and I'll forget, and you'll forget you've already been in.
Anyway,
we'll
introduce each other again.
I don't mind. In an hour's time,
Never mind.
Groundhog Day.
I'm going to take my medicine now.
Off you go in your camper van, and I'll see you in a minute. Right, we'll be back with a travel. I know it's a little bit late, but we'll be back with a travel just after David Bowie and Heroes.
Swing. Phoenix FM travel news.
On the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels, we've got a travel time there of around 15 minutes if you're waiting for someone to come home. There's queuing traffic also on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Road. That's the Redbridge roundabout. Travel there is around 35 minutes. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on A130 White Hart Lane southbound from the Chelmer Valley Road to Colchester Road. Only around a 10-minute travel time there, though. Now, heading over, just have a little look for you just to make sure nothing else has come in. And while it has, slow traffic on the Baddow Bypass at Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Mersey, the B1025, the Strood, is closed in both directions due to an accident. As a result, there is no access on or off Mersey at the moment. So I'll repeat that again. Mersey, that's the Strood, is closed in both directions due to an accident. As I wrote, there is no access on or off the Mersey at the moment, and I will keep you updated of that one. Let's go over to the Tube, as the rail is fine. Yes, it's only the underground station closed on a Northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. That's it from the travel from me.
Me.
With Dua Lipa here on Phoenix FM. And now, at the top of the hour, I did say that we would be playing three tracks in a row around 3:30. I always get it a little bit late, don't I? With the word up in the title. And I said I'm going to have to do it over a couple of days. We've just had another couple of requests come in for that. So I'm going to do it tomorrow as well. So I have got three tracks, back to back to back even, and is your favourite amongst them. I am kicking it off with Avicii, Wake Me Up. We'll have some little local events as well coming up soon.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where
where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and
Never Gonna Give You Up with Rick Astley. Before that, Avicii with Wake Me Up. And what is the final track with Up in the title today? Because we're going to have two parts in this. This one is actually from Sandra. It's Coldplay. We've got Double Bubble. Up and Up. Well done, Sandra.
Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough, see a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. In your blood, underneath the storm, an umbrella of sand, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up. Lying in the gutter, aiming for the moon, trying to empty out the ocean with a spoon. Up and up, up and up. You see the fires there in every seed, angels in the marble waiting to be free. Just need love, just need love. When the going is rough, say we go.
Slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Coming up in a second, we've got Ewan McFarlane, You're Wasted on Me, and a classic from Hall & Oates from the 80s. But first, we're going to be hearing from a band that I actually particularly absolutely love. And they, well, I don't know where they can get better and better, but they certainly are. Now, this band is Hourglass. Now, it's Rosie, Katie, Sophie and Lauren. I was super excited to hear this, as they've got such a distinctive sound. And if you're listening regularly, you'll hear that I often play an Hourglass track. But this one's kind of a nod, a kind of look back to the summer that they didn't quite get, in a way. How would I describe the sound I hear you say? Well, it's funky, disco, or pop. They are getting better and better, and I don't know how that can happen. But this is a brilliant track. This is Hourglass and Thrive.
You were dancing so carefree.
That's Hourglass. Now, when you search for them, don't search for Hourglass, because you'll come up with loads of Hourglass or loads of diet programs, basically. But it's Hour spelt as normal. Then instead of, it's a GL, and instead of the A, it's a V. Very clever. So Hourglass without the A, but a V, and you will find them everywhere. Now, Ewan McFarlane, You Wasted on Me. Up next, yes, R&B and soul singer of Hall and Oates. Hall, it's his birthday, born this day in 1946. Always used to get confused between the two. Now, the other side of the news, I'll be playing a song that made the Bee Gees the first group to ever have a number one in three decades, of the 60s, 70s and 80s. I'll see you the other side.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.